KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, windy, and cooler today than yesterday, high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop in Montgomery County Thursday afternoon on a speeding motorcycle turned into a chase. Authorities say a 2008 Kawasaki EX650 operated by 26-year-old Zachary Wayne Coddington of Red Oak was traveling east on Highway 30. When a Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy tried to stop the cycle at around 4:30 p.m. Instead of pulling over, though, Coddington sped off and led authorities on a chase at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour before his motorcycle went out of control when he tried to turn south onto Highway 48. The bike went into a ditch, causing Coddington to be ejected from the machine. He was not injured, though. Coddington was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on charges that include eluding, having no driver's license and/or valid driver's license, and speeding up to 120 miles per hour in a 55 zone. His bond was set at $2,000. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the pursuit and arrest by Red Oak Police and Red Oak Rescue. Sheriff's deputies of Montgomery County Thursday evening arrested a Villisca man for simple domestic assault and public intoxication. 47-year-old William Edward Barr was taken into custody at around 6:45 p.m. in the 100 block of West 6th Street in Villisca. Barr was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail. Council Bluffs Police Thursday night reported that an arrest has been made in connection with the robbery of a convenience store that occurred early Thursday morning. At around 5 p.m. Thursday, the Bluff PD's Uniform Division was contacted by Harrah's Casino Security regarding a possible sighting of the suspect in the robbery of the Bucky's store that took place around 4:30 a.m. Thursday. Officers were able to locate and detain 23-year-old Nuruddin O. Ahmed of Omaha. The man was interviewed by the Criminal Investigation Division, and during the course of the investigation, the lead detective obtained information which led to the arrest of Ahmed on a charge of second-degree robbery in connection with the incident that took place at 3434 Nebraska Avenue Thursday morning. Officers, as we mentioned earlier, had been informed that a light-skinned black male dressed in a red Nebraska hooded sweatshirt had given a clerk at the convenience store a note demanding merchandise and an undisclosed amount of money. And after receiving those items, he took off on foot. Police in Council Bluffs, responding to a report of shots fired Thursday afternoon, arrested a man on two felony and four other less serious charges. Officers arrested 45-year-old Kevin Longo of Council Bluffs on the felony charges of going with armed with intent and felon in possession of a firearm, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, a serious misdemeanor, and lesser charges include possession of drug paraphernalia, along with discharging a firearm within the city limits. Officers had been called to the area of Perrin and Lincoln Avenues at around 3 p.m., and upon arriving in the area, witnesses said the suspect, Longo, had entered a truck in the alley south of Perrin Avenue. Officers located the truck and Longo and were able to detain him without incident. Their investigation revealed that he'd been involved in an argument with another man behind a house on the 300 block of Lincoln Avenue. Longo became upset and pointed a gun at the male, then pointed it into the air, discharging the weapon. He then pointed the weapon back at the male before leaving. No one was injured during the incident. A loaded .380 caliber handgun with a spent round was discovered at the scene. Personal use quantities of methamphetamine and marijuana and drug paraphernalia were also recovered. Longo was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on the aforementioned charges. And a phone scam that's been making the rounds around the country has been reported in Shelby County. Officials of the Harlan Police Department and Shelby County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that they've received numerous calls about persons who claim to be from the IRS telling residents that they owe them money to the agency and that the person contacted can be arrested if the call is not returned, assuming it's left on an answering service, and or money is not sent. Authorities remind the residents that this is a scam, as the IRS will never contact you by phone regarding your tax status. Simply ignore the calls, do not call them back, and never give out any personal information. And if a voicemail was left with you, just delete it. Authorities said also that the grandchild in trouble phone scam has resurfaced. In this case, a person claiming to be a grandson or granddaughter calls and tells you they're in jail and needs you to send them money to be bailed out. Again, just ignore the call or hang up. In our funeral announcements, Teresa Ann Powell, age 88, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Menlo, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Teresa Powell will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marjorie Kneipfel, age 86, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Graveside services for Marjorie Kneipfel will be held today at 11:30 at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Charles Robinson, age 82 of Atlantic, died September 11th at the Griswold Care Center. A celebration of life service for Charles Robinson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Glenn Ohms, age 86 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Glenn Ohms will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Joanne Thompson, age 80 of Atlantic, died September 10th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Joanne Thompson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Evelyn Asbury, age 81 of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Evelyn Asbury will be held Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a scripture service at 3:30 p.m. Sunday, also at the funeral home. Mervyn Christensen, age 78 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Mervyn Christensen will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Margaret Peggy Schilling, age 63 of Greenfield, died Monday at her home. Private family services are planned for Peggy Schilling. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting her family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.